December 07. A small but deeply significant thing happened this Cow's Week as a certain single-handed yachtsman cautiously approached a South Coast marina pontoon in a sharp breeze. Someone took his bow line, but he was too far out to step ashore, so he threw the stern line onto the pontoon till he could run forward, hop off and run back to get it. But meanwhile a man walked down the pontoon, stepping over the loose rope absent-mindedly as he did so. He was on his mobile. Which means, of course, that he wasn't really there at all. He was a sort of ghost. This was a secure marina, not a town quay. The man was in deck shoes and a team sweatshirt and was plainly a sailor. In ordinary circumstances, anybody with the remotest connection to boats would see what was happening and reach down for the rope. Or at least say, can I take a line? But the chap didn't. He was on his mobile. He wasn't truly present. As his corporeal essence walked past, the struggling yachtsman heard him saying, look, tell them if they don't sign by 2 o'clock, the whole effing deal is off. The pontoon man's body, a walking zombie, was moving along near the wind and the waves and the boats, but his eyes were unseeing, his mind and soul quite absent. He was talking up some deal in his office or selling his Docklands flat to a Munich banker. He could equally well have been sorting out a problem in his love life, tearing a strip off a rebel teenager, accepting a quote to fit a tow bar on his BMW, or booking a flight to Singapore for Tuesday fortnight. The point is that as a human being, he wasn't there. A one-legged seagull would have been of more use. I suppose we must all come to terms with the perils of this electronic connectivity, this tangle of invisible mental shorelines and springs and digital anchor warps that we live in. Every day it grows easier to ignore present reality and relocate your mind elsewhere. Children hang out in playgrounds texting, young people stand around outside nightclubs in groups which look friendly enough till you see that each of them is on the mobile, chattering to someone who's nowhere to be seen. Travellers tap away on BlackBerries, often with their ears insulated by snaking white leads to iPods. Even if you do see something interesting as you stroll along in the sunshine one day, the temptation is not to point it out to your friend next to you, but to photograph it on your mobile, zap it to someone in Western Australia, and read their amusing text reply moments later. It's all very convenient, even life-enriching. But maybe in a stern discipline like sailing, we ought to reflect on how far we can allow this separation of body and brain to become routine. It would have been nice if the chap had taken the rope. It's not always possible to text ahoy in order to get someone's attention. Out at sea, it can be very frustrating indeed if an entire crew is on the phone to their lovers or listening to a talking book and fails to give precedence to the skipper's requests to get the Genoa down. It can be positively dangerous if the skipper is so engrossed himself in the podcast of the week before last's In Our Time that he can't hear a change in the wind's note or the clang of a bellboy too close or the worried bleeping of a GPS in meltdown. Come to that, a really good GPS radar interface plotter can be so utterly engrossing in itself, so complete and delightful a virtual universe, that you fail to look over the side and notice an impending problem. We all know of more than one plotter-assisted collision or grounding, and they're nearly always followed by cries of outraged innocence because the sandbank, or the mirror dinghy, didn't exist in pixel form, but only in the solid version. So let us struggle to keep at least a portion of our brain permanently anchored in the physical body and the physical boat. It's a new discipline, but it has its ancestors. I once sailed the Atlantic with a chap so addicted to ham radio that he spent most of his time hunched in the stern cabin comparing wave heights with fellow anoraks in Tasmania. This did not make us go any faster, nor create a particularly satisfying crew bond. And today the temptation to virtuality is so universal, so cheap, so beguiling, that it has the capacity to become a permanent drag on reality. If our age has a motto, it is anywhere but here.